Welcome to the Antioch Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. My name is Mary Evans, and I am the 2018 Miller Fellow at WYSO. Today we'll hear an interview with alumna Jan Bendor from the class of 1967. She talks with current Antioch College student Mari Smith about how formative civil rights movements were to her student activism and how she is still involved.
I was Jan Franklin at the time I was an Antioch student. I graduated in 1967. I entered in 1963.
But if you could just take me back to when you first applied here, maybe as a college senior, doing college visits and applying other places, if you could just take me through that.
I was encouraged to apply to a lot of top schools because I had very good scores. I applied to what was then Harvard, Radcliffe, and I applied to Reed, and I applied to a number of other similar schools. My parents were quite interested in Antioch, encouraged me to apply here, although nobody in the family had ever attended. And when I got the results back, I was admitted to all of them, but nobody gave me any money, and Antioch gave me one scholarship for the first year, and that kind of made the difference since my family was really short on funds.
That was what attracted you to first apply as well? Just that you knew that these scholarships were available, or what was the first thing?
Not at the time, but I came here in the summer before my senior year.
Tell me about your co-op experiences. What was your first one like, and what was the most meaningful one for you?
Well, the first co-op I had, it was a hospital for people recovering from very long-term injuries. The job was a good introduction to working in a large bureaucracy. And I had a fabulous semester in New York City. I was there as a child, but hadn't been there as a young adult. That was the fall when Kennedy was killed. So I had the experience of taking a bus to Washington and standing on the corner where the cortege turned to the rotunda. It was a very powerful experience.
So in your time here, were there any specific professors or programs that you really connected with?
Very much so. I have always loved science, and Ollie Loud was probably the most inspiring teacher I had. The history of science and Western thought all rolled into one. I still refer to my note from that class. And it helped a lot that his wife, Fran, was the theater world. So I worked with Fran in theater and Ollie in science. It was wonderful.
So you definitely had the holistic, multi-interdisciplinary experience as a science person, but also a theater person.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I also studied, I ended up with a major in psychology. That was kind of random, but it worked. It got me into graduate school, what can I say?
Right. So you said that this first job you had as a nurse, and that was as a freshman or as a first year here.
Right.
And did you have any co-ops that were abroad or in any place that really
made you uncomfortable? Well, I did much later. The second one was in Chicago, and I worked at a summer program for children, and I lived on the south side of Chicago, and I really got to know Chicago very well. It was a fascinating time. I heard Malcolm X speak in person,
wow,
which was stunning. I was probably the only white person in a huge audience, and I've been impressed by that ever since. I had already, before I came to Antioch, I was a member of SNCC. I'd been a civil rights activist, and it was interesting to me to be able to follow other viewpoints about desegregation and equality. So my time in Chicago was quite a learning experience.
So you said you're a part of a group called SNCC? You said?
Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. That was one of the really important organizations that formed early in the civil rights movement. And out of the sit-ins that students initiated, the lunch counter sit-ins in North Carolina. And very soon, SNCC just spread all over the country, and there were chapters everywhere. So I joined when I was 13 years old.
Wow.
And I lived near Cairo, Illinois, where we were trying to desegregate a swimming pool. And we were also trying to put pressure on the mayor of the town, who was also a store owner. So we were protesting in front of his store. And we had quite a few encounters with the KKK. We had wonderful field visits from the SNCC staff to cheer us on because we were confronting some fairly violent people.
Does this group still exist today in one way, shape, or form?
SNCC does not, which is really too bad because we need it again. But we do have Black Lives Matter, and we have a lot of other groups that have come in. SNCC, however, was quite unique because it, it provided training. It allowed people to really understand how to make an effective protest, how to prepare for violence through nonviolent. And you have to practice it. It's not a natural thing. Your natural reaction is to fight or flight, and we had to do neither. So we had a lot of learning experiences through that training.
So you said that, I mean, from what you're telling me, that was really influential work on your life, or you still carry those experiences with you.
Most definitely. And when I came to Antioch, I already had that under my belt. So I was very interested in what other people were doing. There were a great many activists at that time.
What other political movements were kind of going on and that were also established, like perhaps SNCC was?
Well, there were very strong beginnings of the anti-war movement on campus. It was nearly traumatic every night that after we had our meals in the CAF, we would watch the television footage from Vietnam. The blood and the gore, you know, this was the only war that's really was completely televised. And I have to thank all of those war correspondents and camera operators who did that because they were right in the middle of firefights. But we were totally informed about it, and the consensus became very strong on the campus that this was a terrible, worthless war that wasn't worth the United States fighting and people our age dying. And many of the people that I entered with did end up going to Canada to avoid being turned into cannon fire, cannon fodder, I should say. So that was a very traumatic time. When we graduated, the war was still escalating. And the question for many of my male colleagues was, what do I do now? Because I'm now unprotected from the draft.
You're listening to current Antioch student Mari Smith speaking with Antioch College alumna Jen Bendor. The interview took place at the 2017 Antioch College reunion. Next, Jan talks about the impact the Vietnam War made on her life and the skills she learned for raising awareness about important issues.
Did you see any of your classmates get drafted at all?
I did not. I did from my high school graduate, and two of them were killed in Vietnam.
Wow.
So it took a toll on a larger population.
So clearly this influenced your life a lot, and kind of how do you think that translated in any of the work that you did later on after you kind of left Antioch?
I think it was a theme throughout. I went to graduate school. I then became a social worker in private practice with a group of feminist counselors. I worked to prevent violence against women because I started to see the violence at home and in our own lives. We don't have to look for wars to see a lot of violence around us.
What sort of tools do you think you learned at Antioch that helped you complete these like really amazing feats in this movement?
I think I learned a lot about working with other people and planning significant efforts for change. And I learned that you have to know the people that you're trying to persuade, and you have to be very empathic with where they're coming from.
In your time here, what was your favorite spot on campus to hang out in or to maybe run away from people in or just, you know, maybe just a nice little nook that you found for yourself?
Well, my favorite place was Bud and Sue Hogarty's house. Bud Hogarty was my co-op advisor, and he was just an all-around incredible person. And he was a font of wisdom and advice. He ended up being really good friends with my father because he persuaded my father to take co-op students in Illinois. And so it was almost like a replacement for my family when I was here. They would have me to dinner. It was just a great experience.
Where was their house? Was it in town?
Yes, yeah. It was in town. Back when you could afford to have a house in town and work for Antioch.
Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you and giving me your voice and sharing all these experiences. I really, really, I feel like I've learned a lot, and I really appreciate that you came to share all these things.
This has been my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Antioch College alumna Jan Bendor speaking with current Antioch student Mari Smith at the 2017 Antioch College reunion. You've been listening to the Antioch Word podcast. I'm Mary Evans, the 2018 Miller Fellow at WYSO. You can find more episodes of our podcast at WYSO.org, on NPR One, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.